Let's set the scene. You sit down at your desk, fully ready to crush your business goals today. You even made a to-do list last night. This is it. You're about to be productive. And then suddenly you're scrolling Instagram. Then you're checking email. Oh, look, a new Etsy stats update. Better analyze that real quick. And wait, since when did organizing your desktop files feels so important? And before you know it, the day is gone, your to-do list is mocking you, and you're left wondering why it's so darn hard to just start. Sound familiar? Yeah, it's not just you, my entrepreneurial friend. I'm right there with you. Our brain is really good at resisting things it knows it's supposed to do. So for today, we're going to hack your brain. Not in a creepy horror film way, but with a little help from what I'm calling the 1-2-3 method, which also happens to incorporate the 2-minute rule, a ridiculously simple science-backed strategy used even by productivity experts like David Allen and James Clear that will help you stop procrastinating and start taking action. Because let's be real, your online shop isn't going to update itself, and your next bestseller isn't going to design itself either. So let's jump in and get you unstuck. Welcome to Thrive Anyway, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs with big dreams who know that success isn't a straight line. It's a beautifully messy journey. In case we haven't met yet, my name is Manny Dobuzinski, a busy Midwest boy mom and recovering perfectionist who turned my creativity into multiple six-figure handmade and print-on-demand businesses, generating over $1 million in revenue along the way. From the big wins to the messy middles and all the lessons and laughs in between, we're here to show up, take action, and prove that no matter what life throws at you, you can thrive anyway. Let's get into it. So here's the deal. Your brain, it can be a little dramatic. It loves a good crisis. And when it sees a big, slightly overwhelming task like updating your shop or finally researching that one product that's been haunting you, it immediately smashes the thanks but no thanks hard pass button. Suddenly, instead of actually tackling your to-do list, you find yourself doing literally anything else. Maybe you decide, you know what would be smart? Researching Instagram accounts of other businesses for inspiration, which we both know is just code for scrolling Instagram and feeling mildly inadequate. Or maybe you convince yourself that your workspace must be cleaned first, and now you're deep cleaning your desk, organizing your pens by color, and questioning why you have so many writing utensils when your entire work life is on a computer. Or if you're me, now seems like the perfect time to suddenly care about how my Google Drive folders are structured. Are they fine the way they are? Absolutely. Will I spend an hour renaming files instead of doing my actual work? Also, yes. Psychologists call this task aversion, which is just a fancy way of saying that your brain looks at certain tasks and thinks, too big, too uncertain, too uncomfortable. And because our brains are wired for survival, it instinctively avoids anything that feels like potential discomfort. Not actual danger, just perceived discomfort. Like the discomfort of not knowing where to start, or the discomfort of facing potential failure, or even just the discomfort of expending effort on something mentally taxing. Instead of pushing through that discomfort, your brain goes, I have a better idea. Let's find something easier, more instantly satisfying, and way less effort. And that's where dopamine comes in. You've probably heard dopamine called the feel-good chemical, but really, it's more than that. Dopamine is kind of like the motivation and reward chemical in your brain. It's what drives you to seek out things that feel rewarding, like finishing a task, or checking a notification, or eating a tasty cookie, or getting a like on Instagram, or crossing something off a list. Even if you wrote it down after doing it just to cross it off. Yeah, we all do it. Dopamine is your brain's, ooh, that felt good, let's do it again, signal. And here's where things get a little tricky. This means that when you sit down to work on something big or slightly overwhelming or just mentally effortful, your brain does a quick risk-reward analysis. It senses potential discomfort, effort, uncertainty, possible failure, and thinks, yikes, that doesn't sound fun. So what does it do instead? It looks for a quick dopamine hit from something easier and instantly rewarding. So in our entrepreneurial brains, instead of starting your new product listing, your brain whispers, hey, what if we just checked Instagram real quick? Or instead of researching trends for your next design, your brain says, you know what would be super productive? Organizing your Canva folders. Or instead of responding to that customer email, your brain offers up, we could definitely watch one business podcast on YouTube first. It's not because you're lazy. It's because, as we now know, your brain is wired to prioritize what feels easy and rewarding right now, even if it means sabotaging long-term success. But here's the thing. Your Etsy shop is not a saber-toothed tiger to back away from, and that blank Canva page is not a scary cliff that your brain needs to prevent you from getting too close to. Your brain simply thinks it's keeping you safe from danger, but really, it's just keeping you stuck. And that's precisely why we need to trick it into starting. But how do we do that? Well, if your brain won't willingly jump into a big task, we're going to sneak it in through the side door and use dopamine to work for us instead of against us. But first, a tiny bit more science. To outsmart your brain's natural resistance, we have to understand a little more about how it actually works. And this is where we bring in Newton's first law of motion. Here's where it gets interesting. So, Isaac Newton, you know, the guy with the apple and the gravity, figured out that an object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion. And my friend, today, you are that object. Let's break it down in real life terms. If you're lying on the couch, wrapped up like a human burrito, scrolling TikTok for the second hour in a row, guess what? You're probably gonna stay there until your phone dies. If you've been staring at your blank Canva screen for 45 minutes, paralyzed by the thought of making the perfect design, you're probably gonna keep staring while spiraling into a self-doubt black hole. And if you've been putting off updating your online shop for 2 weeks, well, chances are you'll continue putting it off for another two. Your brain loves that consistency for you. If you're already in chill mode, your brain will fight to keep you there. It's like, we are resting now. Please do not disturb the rest cycle. But the second you take any action, even the tiniest, most microscopic step forward, your brain is like, oh, we're moving. I guess we're moving. Let's go. This is what I like to call the boulder effect. Imagine it like this. You've got a giant boulder sitting on the ground. Pushing it from a dead stop feels impossible. You press, you strain, you make that weird face like you're trying to lift a parked car. Nothing happens. But once the boulder moves an inch, suddenly it gets easier to push. And if you keep going, momentum kicks in. And soon, that thing is rolling on its own. That's what happens with your motivation. The first step feels impossible. The second step feels slightly less impossible. And the third step, you're rolling. And guess what makes that first step easier? Dopamine. Remember how your brain seeks out quick dopamine hits to avoid tasks that feel overwhelming? Well, instead of letting dopamine keep you stuck in the procrastination cycle, we can use it to our advantage. Dopamine thrives on small wins. It's triggered by progress, and dopamine is the push that gets that boulder moving. When you stop and think about it in real terms, this is exactly why putting on your workout shoes makes it 10 times more likely you'll actually exercise. Or putting one dish in the dishwasher makes it easier and more likely that you'll finish the whole load. Or why starting one product design somehow leads to finishing three. Because once you start, that tiny hit of dopamine tells your brain, hey, this is good, let's keep going. And just like that, momentum takes over. So if motivation has been feeling a little hard to come by, it's not because you're lazy or incapable. You just haven't given your brain that first easy win to get the boulder moving. Remember, your brain loves comfort and hates perceived effort. It doesn't care if you have dreams of running a thriving Etsy shop or building a life-changing business. It just wants to avoid anything that feels even remotely hard. For any of you parents out there, think of your brain like a toddler who doesn't want to put on their shoes. If you say, time to put on your shoes, they will resist with the strength of a tiny thousand warriors. But if you say, let's just put one sock on, suddenly you're halfway there before they even realize it. This is why we need to outsmart our own brains. And the secret to doing that, the 2-minute rule. This is where the dopamine-powered, momentum-building, productivity ninja move comes in. The 2-minute rule happens in two stages. The first stage is all about tackling the tiny little nagging tasks on your to-do list first. The kind that pile up like a bunch of unopened emails until suddenly they feel monstrous. So here's the deal. If something takes less than 2 minutes to do, do it immediately. No overthinking, no hesitation. Maybe you've got that email you've been meaning to respond to. Just send it. That one dirty dish in the sink, just wash it or load it in the dishwasher. That customer question about a size chart, reply right now. These small things seem insignificant, but they add up. Every tiny task your brain is holding on to takes up mental space. So clearing them out is like decluttering your mind. It's the same reason why making your bed first thing in the morning feels like an accomplishment. It's a quick win that signals to your brain, we're in productivity mode today. So get all of that mental clutter on your to-do list out of the way first. So then, what about the big tasks? The ones you actually need to accomplish in order to gain momentum and progress for your business. This is where we get sneaky and stage two comes in. Instead of telling yourself, I have to do this huge thing, you shrink it down to a 2-minute action, just like our other to-do list items. Because remember, what your brain hates, big, vague, scary tasks like create a whole listing or open-ended, ambiguous to-dos like update my Etsy shop, here's what your brain loves. Tiny, non-threatening actions that feel easy and concrete, specific steps that don't feel overwhelming. So instead of saying, I should really update my product SEO, just tweak one listing title. Instead of saying, I need to batch create 20 new designs, open Canva and start by picking one font. Instead of saying, I have to clean my office before I can focus, just throw away one piece of paper. Your brain will be like, oh, that's easy. We can do that. And once you start, momentum kicks in. Suddenly, you're in it. It's like tricking your brain into saying, oh, we're already doing this. I guess we might as well keep going. And boom, you're no longer procrastinating. You're working. Your brain just needs permission to start small. The reason this method is so effective is because of a psychological principle called the Zeigarnik effect. I know, another fancy science name that I probably said wrong, but stay with me, this is kind of interesting. This effect essentially describes how our brains tend to remember and focus more on unfinished tasks than completed ones, therefore creating almost like this mental tension that makes us want to see things through to completion, almost as if our brain hates leaving things incomplete. Ever start watching a new TV show, and even though it's not that great, you keep watching because now you need to know what happens next? Same thing. Your brain craves completion. When you start something, even the tiniest step, your brain wants to finish it. It feels unfinished, so it gently nudges you to keep going. This is why starting is the hardest part. But once you get over that tiny friction point, your brain literally tries to take over and helps you finish. It's like setting up a mini cliffhanger that your brain wants to solve. Once you start, even with that tiny step, your brain wants to close that loop. That's why the 2-minute rule is so powerful. But here's the thing. Sometimes just starting isn't quite enough. Because while our brains love to close loops, they also love shortcuts. Which means sometimes you might start something small, but stop before you make real progress. And that's where I put my own spin on things. I wanted a method that didn't just help people start, but actually gives them the best chance of ensuring that they keep going and build real momentum. That's where my 1-2-3 method comes in. Instead of stopping after one tiny step, this method helps you keep going without forcing motivation. Here's how it works. Step one, you're going to pick one area of focus. Not 5 things, not a never-ending, stress-inducing to-do list that makes you want to lie down and take a nap. Just one thing that will move you forward today. The reason we stay stuck in procrastination isn't because we don't want to get things done, it's because we feel paralyzed by too many options. You know those times where you've sat down at your desk, opened your planner, and suddenly felt like everything on your to-do list was screaming at you at the same time. Or maybe you tell yourself, I need to work on my business, but the second you sit down, your brain goes, cool, but where do we even start? That's the problem. Vague goals create resistance. The more broad and overwhelming the task, the easier it is for your brain to default to literally anything else. Scrolling, snacking, deep diving into a weird part of YouTube where people rank different kinds of Cheetos. So instead of trying to do everything, just pick one area to focus on. Not, I need to be more productive today. Not, I should really work on my Etsy shop. Not, I need to get better at posting on social media. Instead, get specific. Instead of I need to work on my business, pick a focus, like updating my listings. Instead of I need to post more on Instagram, pick a focus, like creating one post. Instead of I need to create new designs, pick a focus, like choosing a theme for my next product. Instead of I need to clean up my office, pick a focus, like organizing your desk. And instead of I need to send emails, pick a focus, like replying to just one person. This can apply to things outside of business too. Instead of I need to clean my house, pick a focus, like cleaning the kitchen. Here's the magic. When you make the focus clear, your brain stops freaking out. It's no longer trying to process an entire workload, It just has one simple direction, and that clarity significantly reduces resistance. So before you do anything else, ask yourself, what's the one thing I've been putting off? Or what's one small task that if I got it done today would make me feel accomplished? Because when you decide your focus, you take the first step out of procrastination. Then comes step two. Remember how we talked about the 2-minute rule earlier? Here's where it makes its grand reentrance, because this is the part where your brain might start looking for an escape route. Even though you've picked one area of focus, your brain is still like, I still don't want to do that. Because even one task can still sometimes feel too big or too overwhelming or just like too much effort. And your brain, let's not forget that it's programmed to avoid that friction whenever possible. It wants its easy win and it wants its dopamine. That's why the 2-minute rule works so well in this particular part of the process. So instead of looking at the full task and feeling overwhelmed, we'll shrink it down to something tiny, just like in our examples earlier. How tiny? It should feel so easy that it's almost laughable, like so simple that procrastinating on it would take more effort than just doing it. If your focus was updating your Etsy listings, instead of I need to optimize my listings, just tweak one key word in your listing title. Instead of I need to rewrite my descriptions, just change one sentence in your description. If your focus was creating a social media post, instead of I need to create and schedule all my posts for the week, break that down into just write the first sentence of one caption. Or instead of I need to design a Canva post, just pick a background color or choose one template. That's your first tiny 2-minute action. If your focus was choosing a theme for your next product, instead of I need to do a full analysis and full research, just check one best-selling item in your product category and take note of what stands out. Instead of I need to research trends for my next product, just open Etsy and type in one related keyword. Do you see how these are much tinier, very small first step actions? If your focus was cleaning up your desk, instead of I need to declutter my desk completely, just put away one thing in its proper place. Instead of I need to reorganize all my papers, just throw away one piece of junk mail or scrap paper. And if your focus was replying to an email, instead of I need to write a full response, just write the subject line. And instead of I need to carefully craft my reply, just write one bullet point or sentence in response. This way, the decision-making process, which often feels overwhelming, gets broken down into a super simple 2-minute first step. Just one thought, one word, one quick action. And the best part, once you take that first step, your brain will usually want to keep going. And if it doesn't, that's where step 3 comes in to save the day. You know that 2-minute action step for your one area of focus? Stack that process 3 times. So identify and complete another 2-minute action after that for your focus area. And then another one after that. Because here's where the magic happens. The first time gets you over the mental resistance. You start. You get that quick win. The second time helps you feel like you're making progress. And that third time builds momentum. And before you know it, you're in the zone. This is your brain hack. Because once you start, even with something tiny, your brain shifts from resistance to action. You tweak one keyword for SEO, and suddenly it's easier to do another and then another. Or you pick a font for your design, and then you're messing with colors and then layout. And before you know it, you are building a design. Or you write the subject line of your email, and then you have your first sentence, and then the next sentence. And before you know it, you have a whole paragraph. See what's happening here? You're bypassing procrastination by making those first three steps so ridiculously small that your brain doesn't fight back. And once you start, that momentum kicks in. You're not thinking about the whole big task anymore. You're just repeating tiny wins. The 1-2-3 method trains your brain to move beyond the starting point. You're giving your brain the dopamine that it craves while making progress and momentum inevitable. Every single thing you want to accomplish, whether it's growing your Etsy shop or launching new products or getting more organized or just feeling like you finally have your life together, it all starts with one small action. Not a massive overhaul, not an all-nighter, not some perfectly planned out color-coded strategy, just one tiny, ridiculously easy, impossible to fail step at a time, because action creates momentum. You don't need to wait for motivation. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to start. So here's what I want you to do right now. Not later, not tomorrow, but right now. Step one, pick one thing you've been avoiding. Step two, break it down into the tiniest 2-minute action. And then stack those 2-minute actions 3 times. Because once you do, your brain will pull you forward. Your momentum will build on itself, and your progress will compound. And suddenly, you're doing the thing you've been putting off. Suddenly, you're no longer thinking about taking action. You're no longer stuck in overwhelm, hesitation, or procrastination. You're actually making progress. And that's what separates people who stay stuck from those who are able to thrive anyway. Because remember, big results always start small. And this is your start. Now go take action, my friend. And if this resonated with you, if you took one small action today, I want to hear about it. Screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram at Studio M Designs Co, and tell me what tiny win you just knocked out. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Thrive Anyway podcast. If you found today's conversation helpful, I'd love for you to share it with your favorite business bestie or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform wherever you're tuning in. Your support helps me reach more entrepreneurs just like you. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an upcoming episode. I'll be back in the next one with more tips, stories, and encouragement. Until then, keep showing up, keep taking action, and choose to thrive anyway.